The month of April is drawing to a close, and this Friday, the first Friday of the new month, the U.S. government's latest jobs report is due out. It'll look at economic indicators like the unemployment rate, the percentage of the American workforce that doesn't have a job. For the past 2 months, it's been at 3.8%, considered a very low rate and a good sign for the economy. The report monitors whether wages are growing and by how much wage growth can be a good sign. And it'll examine the number of jobs that were added to the economy in April. That statistic has been a roller coaster this year. Hiring boomed in January with more than 300,000 jobs added. The number dropped dramatically in February with less than 35,000 added, and it bounced back in March with just under 200,000 new jobs. Predicting what the economy will do, how much it'll grow, is done by looking at information like this and by reading the trends in the U.S. stock market. A debate is raging over kids and screen time, how much of the day they should spend in front of TVs, smartphones, tablets. The World Health Organization recently released guidelines on this. It says for young kids, screen time needs to be limited to an hour a day or less. That's similar to a recommendation by the American Academy of Pediatrics. Experts say too much screen time early in life is associated with delays in language skills, social skills, even the brain's ability to think. But there are other studies that suggest limited screen time, especially with educational apps or programs, can encourage creativity and sometimes problem-solving skills. So the research is mixed. In some classrooms for older kids, administrators have found a place for artificial intelligence. What's not known is whether this could be a substitute for old-school education.